2001. What's today? Wednesday night. Yud Aleph Tezvav. Oh, we'll finish Simon Yud Aleph tonight. It would be helpful if we had a towel.
Fine.
Sorry.
It's not right
side yet. Sif Tezvav. Yesh Omrim. Shetzorech Ladaktek. Sheyitla Hatzitzios La'orech Hatalis. The Be'inon, because we require Shetaheno Tefes Al Hakaren. Pirish Tali Al Hakaren. V'mhoya Barochbo L'hoya Noteif. It wouldn't be hanging over the corner. Sherei Klapi Karka Hoya Tolui. What did we say? We said in a Talis Godol at least. See, that's why it's, we're talking in a Talis Godol. So the Orech is the, this way. So, that's this way. So, when it hangs down, it's Noteif Al Hakaren. But if it's Al Harochav, the way it tends to be, so then it just hangs down. That's what we don't want. Now we'll talk about a talus cotton in a second. La'orech hatalus, that's this way, because then the bina shetaino tefes al hakaren, it'll hang down on the karen. That's what we want. The moya barochbo, it wouldn't be notif al hakaren, it would just hang down to the floor. Okay, that's a yeshom. Now, let's see the Mishnah Brura. Lower Chatal finally else of cotton and bays, Mahu Orech. But I am the beer halacha. The halacha, the first two lines brings down the Mogan Avram. Orech is this way, Rochav is that way. Now let's look at the beer halacha. Vehikshu Achronim Alzeh. Halo Betzitzis Ho Elyonim. Im Yasa Osom La Orech Chatalis. Lo you notus al hakeren shiutluyim klape karka. Why? Where's the picture book? In the picture book, no. In other words, if you make them in the back, right, if you make the back two, La'orech would be which way? Yud-Aleph. Okay, the Bira Lachos Kasha. Ayin B'mogan Avram. Right, okay. The Hikshu HaKronim, that's picture 8. Alo Betzitzis for Elyonim. What is he calling the Elyonim? Yes, also Orech HaTalis. Why is it? Well, you know Tos Al HaKaren. Why not? Shutluyim Klape Karka. Let's see a Talis. Oh, so if you put them, So what's the kasha? If miasos from the orech hatalos, that's this way. So they're not going to be al hakaren; they're going to go down like this. If you put them here, so the tzitzis elyonim will hang down here. They have no shaykhis to the karen. That's like Chronim's kasha. Lo you know to sala karen shutluim klape karka. The tirtzu al zeh mikom kum lemaisi skimu shesu tov shebeisu elyonim. They say indeed yasu barocha vatalis. If you make the barocha, then they'll hang down on the karen. You make them barocha. Al kol zeh lechatchila, all this is lechatchila, but the evidence doesn't matter. Now we did a chazanish. It really depends. Chazanish, they sort of ends up saying, there's an energy that we're going to go to chazanish. We have a chazanish already. Okay, so we got the Bira Lachos question and answer.
the Chazon Ish is Gimel Yud Beis. Chazon Ish or Achayim. These things exist for both sides. You got Gimel Yud Beis. So he says as follows. Ve'enu ken etzleinu shehatalisos aruchos, the talisos are very long, umiskaplos, and you fold them over, ba'ofen shenotos al hakeren kishatluyim ba'orech. So I guess he's saying that we, why? Go like this. So, what's the Bir Halacha saying? If you do it to the Rochav, no shaykhis to the corner. So do it to the Orech. Right? Do it to the Rochav, rather. Now, wait. If you do this to the Orech, right, so it'll hang down here. So the Chazon Ish says, no, because if you go like this, then it'll hang down over here. Wait, let's see what he's saying. What do? We usually go like this, right? How is it now? Now it's at the Orech. Gotta see how it is.
What makes a difference, I think, is the other side.
Now it's the Orech. So what is the Bir Halacha? What are the Achronim ask? So now it's hanging down there. So the Chazon Ish is saying, what do you want? The way we wear our talesim, and then we go like that, so yeah, sure. It's mamish hanging down on the Karen after you fold it over. So it hangs down on the Karen. The Chazon Ish says, what do you want? Avada, you should do it. So that's it. That's what the Achronim bring down. So the later Achronim, after the Mishnah, they say, like, it's not so clear what the Bir Halacha is saying. It all is going to depend how you wear it. And the Chazon Ish is right. The way we wear our talesim, so then avada you should put it on the orech, and it's going to hang down over the keren. Chazon Ish. Okay. Too bad this doesn't come out on the... Okay. The Be'inon, I am Gimel. The Be'inon should take no tefas al hakeren. Why? Hainu ben b'shas tliya, when you put it in, or achakach, even after you put it in, im nishmedu l'tzad mato, which happens very often, if it moves over and it's now hanging down in the rochav, yachzir and put it back. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan suggests making that first knot very tight, so that if you make that first knot very tight, so it'll stay there, it won't move. He says, your talis is going to get scrunched up, and it's going to be less than kosher golden, but we saw that doesn't matter. If it gets scrunched up because of the knot, so that doesn't matter. So better make it tight, and it'll stay in that position. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. Because of the Chathila, we're not talking about anything that's b'dievet. Avol b'dievet ain't paid the bezer. Avol achakoponim, this you should be careful. Yizor miyod, shalo yiyu atzitzis tuluyim ba'alachson al hakeren zovis. It shouldn't be on the diagonal. Don't think al hakeren is on the diagonal, hanging down, mamash here, on the diagonal. That you should not do. Neishu minega karon. That's the karon that read into the Torah very literally. Cholson came. Ben fluyim, and there, if it's like that, mitzvah lachzirom l'makoma. Since yesterday we were introduced to the new and improved lavush, so I'll say that that's the Mishnah Berurah's reason. The lavush gives a different reason. Let me see. Here we are. The lavush says, who's the Mishnah Berurah quoting here? Doesn't say. It's Lavush. Lavush says, listen to this. Look at it. The Lavush says a totally different reason. and they shenir it sahad sitzes echad ole lekanu lekan. It looks like you're supposed to have tzitzis to the orech and to the rochav, and you're putting in the corner to serve for both. Kolomah yeshamish l'shneatz godin ukilu tzichon lasos ches tzitzis v'chol tzad beis tzitzis who wrote a lot of the l'shneatz godin, like the mezuzah, you know, we make our mezuzah slanted. The zeh posel as the levushas reason. Mishnah Berurah makes no mention of it. Is it the halachic process for both sides? Mishnah Berurah didn't like that reason. Who says the Mishnah Berurah's reason? Mogen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah's reason is from the Mogen Avraham. They say, I wonder if the Mogen Avraham moves down to the bush.
The new Shulchan Aruch, it's a pleasure.
And let's see if the Mogen Avraham brings down the Lavush, and the Mishnah Berurah chose to cut out the Lavush, or the Mogen Avraham already. Ah, he brings down the Lavush. The Lavush goes of Atam the Osur. The nation near it should tzorach chesitzis. The nation owes the Baal Aqsa. The Lee Mirah is like the Mogen Avraham. The Osir of Nation Minit Karon. Doesn't came Baal Aqsa. So he brings on the Lavush and then he says the Lee Mirah. Why didn't he like the Lavush's reason? So what do you do when you have a Mogen Avraham that you're not quite sure you understand? Rabosai? Masas HaShekel. Somebody wrote a parish on every Mogen Avraham and every word on the Mogen Avraham just about. On every phrase in the Mogen Avraham. So we'll go to the Machzor Shekel, and he doesn't say anything. Sifkot, no, he doesn't say Sifkot Mchav Dalid. Machzor Shekel, Sifkot Mchav Dalid. How do you like that? Everyone has nothing to say. How do you like that? That's strange. Wow. That's very unusual. And nothing to say. Very unusual. Especially like this. Like, why would he reject the Lavush's reason? Lavush didn't like it. The Lineer, the Usur. I mean, the Lavush is like a little weird. Looks like he's trying to do two tzitzis. Okay, let's go weiter. Hakoponim, it's good to have it hang down the way we're learning on the, now in the talus katan, the talus katan, just to use the words, if we'll assume the talus katan, this is called the orech, and this is called the rochav, then indeed it should be on the rochav, so that it should hang down on the keren. Here's the other way around. If it's in the Orech, it'll just go down to the floor. It should be on the Rochav. So that it should hang down like this. But if you have it like this, if you have it like this, then it's just going to hang down to the floor. That's what you don't want. You want it like this. What's the difference if you keep your tzitzis out? I don't know. If you keep your tzitzis out like this, then it's not... It's anyway just... I don't know. That you have to look in the question book to the stipler. Like someone probably is the stipler now. I'm Erev Chaim Kanievsky. Like what's the... there's two chesroinus of keeping your tzitzis out based on what the things we're learning. I'm not saying not to do it because we learned you should do it. But the chora, you don't have ala keren. It's not notus ala keren. And most of the people that wear their tzitzis out, I try very hard, but it... Most of the people that wear their tzitzis out do not have shnayim lefonim and shnayim la'achrav. And if you remember, we learned that that's like a real important thing. And some begodim are even potter from tzitzis. And according to the Beis Yosef, the reason is because you're not going to have two tzitzis in front and two tzitzis in the back opposite each other. And most people that wear their tzitzis out just scrunch up two here and two here. And they don't have two in the front and two in the back. Most people. So that's two chesreinus of the way people wear their tzitzis out. What? You want it to be al-hakeren. You want it to be al-kanfei v'gdehem. You're removing it from the keren. You're just putting it here. Is there a difference if it's the orech or the rochav when I go like this? No. Because you're really supposed to be wearing the beged out also. That's the pshat. What? It's not notef al hakeren. It's coming out of your pants. It's coming out here. It's notef al my belt. Okay. Terence says you're supposed to be wearing the beged out also. You're not supposed to be wearing the beged in and the tzitzis out. Okay, weiter. Yesh omrim, she'ein lo say shum beged v'nikfei hatelus. Not to put a matlis, a patch, in the nekev of the talus where the tzitzis is. Shemachvizim bar tzitzios. Even though we learned before in Sifyud, pedafka to sew a hem around it, so that it shouldn't tear. But that's what he's about to say. But yesh omrim that you shouldn't put a beged there, the yesh matirin, the chenagu, yes, to do it. And the reason is, indeed, that cheshbon, that the hole shouldn't tear, the tzitzit shouldn't go below lamato mi godel. Mishnebura, debina, shea tzitzit munach al hakonof, velo al dover shehu munach al hakonof. Oh, that's the reason.
Does it matter what size the tzitzit is?
What? That's the Yeshom, the first sheet that you shouldn't put. That's why it's okay. Because Lamaisa is bottled to the beggar. That's why it's Lamaisa okay. Oh, the Yeshom are not saying any amount. Right, any amount. No. Because of the Yesh Matirin. Yein Oizu Kein Elu L'Chazak HaBeged. Shlo Yikoreya. U'botel Hu L'Gabei Beged. Afilu Shal Orem Mutur. Chein Eskim Hu Apolskim. So, wait, so the reason that you shouldn't do it, the reason they would do it is, I guess, L'Chazak HaBeged, Shlo Yikoreya. And the reason not to do it is because the tzitzit should be munachal hakonav, lo al dover shu munachal hakonav. Okay, but v'cheinagu, what does the Bir Halacha say the last three lines? The da'od, the machikod, the shachunach, v'nikvei atalis, ena kavona davka b'toch hanekev. Ela tlai hamuneches takas hakonav, soviv gam kein b'chlal zeh. So we don't have that. We'll see in the next set. That's what we have, like, one. That's for a different chesed. Here's what the Aruch HaShulchan looks like. You make it real tight so it doesn't move, and it's all scratched up. See, I have two holes. I wear, like, one hole. It's hard to, where I buy the tzitzis, it's hard to get one hole tzitzis. So they make the tzitzis in one hole. But look how it has two holes. The thing where I bought my tzitzis, they have all the good of two. Their supplier just makes two holes. And then they put the tzitzis through one hole. See, wait another second. Okay, good. We'll continue with the shem tomorrow.